This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Ben Salento and Texas Sinus and Snoring. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. We are the only live, local, and consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. On the HRP listener line, on the text line, on Twitter at PCreighton1. And Ray Bolden on the side of the glass to master controls at Aaron is Blitzed at ESPN 97.5. And, of course, on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We are halfway through the third quarter, and the Nets are within six. Hey, you know what? The Rockets have held on to the lead longer than we thought. You know, they outscored the Nets 42-29 in the first quarter. Stayed within two of the Nets in the second quarter. They've been outscored by five here halfway through the third. Daniel House, who had 14 points early and was 3 of 4 from three, is now 3 of 6 from three and still has 14 points. Kevin Porter Jr., 7 of 12. He's got 16 points. Christian Wood, 3 of 8 from the field, 5 of 6 from the line. He's got 12 points and a pair of blocks. For the Nets, Kyrie Irving's 9 of 17. Jeez. Keep chucking, Kyrie. 23 points. Harden's 5 of 9. He's got 17 points, 8 boards, and 6 assists. So Harden doing Harden things. As the Nets try to climb. The Nets are 6 of 22 from 3. The Rockets are 9 of 23. Rockets are shooting 55.5% from the field. I mean, they were shooting 80% from the field in the first quarter. So they've obviously slowed down a bit. We'll see how long it takes the Nets to overcome the rest of this lead. Hope, and look, would you like to see the Rockets win in like utopia? Yes. In reality, the Rockets need to keep losing. They need a bottom three record. That's their best chance to have a top four pick. Keep that pick. Oh, and then they've got two more picks. So if you're going to be in the rebuild, be all in the rebuild. Pulling Eagles, fourth quarter, sit your best players. Let the twos, threes, and wannabes get it in there. And, oh, we lost a tough one tonight. That draft pick being in the top four is far more valuable than any individual in-season win. Now, if the Astros were to lose Correa, look, this is a plausible scenario right now. James Click was on with our old buddy Sean Salisbury today, and when Sean asked him if he was going to talk to Carlos Correa's team today, he hit him with the dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. So, you know, we don't know. Asked him if he thought he had a World Series rotation, and he hit him with the dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. So, James Click has a little work to do on his working on his colloquialisms and his cliches and knowing how to answer questions without sounding like he's going to stutter and not sure about his answer. And then, you know, the 5 Ds of dodgeball. But Correa stepped up as a team leader last year, and Springer was another team leader. Losing both of those guys takes a lot of leadership out of the locker room. Brantley is well-respected, but Tucker and Alvarez are both young guys. Straw, young guy. Altuve, not that vocal. Bregman, more a chip-on-the-shoulder, spark-plug type than leader type. You'll lose a lot of that in the locker room, and I think that does matter. And for the, well, I'd rather wait and see him give me a whole year where he stays healthy and a whole year where he's the leader and a whole year where he plays great. Well, if he gives you that, well, why the hell is he going to sign an extension? He's going free agency. Signing Correa is essentially a futures bet. What do you think he's worth over the next 6, 8, 10 years? Not, well, what did he do this year? When you get into paying guys, well, you know, we think, you know, he had this one great year, so, you know, we're going to pay him. That's where teams get burned on contracts. Also, let's be real. All of these 10-year contracts, 8-year, 10-year contracts, how many of them have actually worked out? I think the only one you could say worked out was Clayton Kershaw. This is the only long-term deal that you could say, yeah, you know what? That deal worked for both parties. Kershaw got paid. He played like a champ. The Dodgers won a lot of games, went to the playoffs like every year. Like, yeah, okay. It worked for both teams, both the player and the team. That Pujols contract has been an absolute drain on the Angels. You think Mike Trout would like to get to the postseason? Well, it's hard when Albert Pujols is taking up $30 million every year on their salaries. A-Rod's deal didn't work. Not the first one, not the second one. These big long-term contracts generally just, they don't work out. I'm actually in favor of paying the guy more on a short-term deal. It's money. You can always make up money one way or another. You know, the guy wants 10 years and $30 million. I'd rather give him 5 years and $35 million. I'll pay you more, but I'm getting out of it after you've played your best baseball. Go back on the free agent market. Somebody else will give you another big contract. Just not going to be me. But there are some legitimate concerns about the viability of these deals. And I think part of this has to be, is there going to be, you know, what is the CBA going to look like next year? Is there going to be a CBA next year? There is a very high possibility we have a work stoppage. Because the players' union is highly focused on getting rid of the current version of the luxury tax. They want to get rid of that thing in the worst way because they see teams are treating it like a salary cap. They also see that the percentage of baseball-related income getting paid to the players is going down, down, down when income to baseball has been going up, up, up. Like in the NFL, you know what, they're up to about a 50-50 split. Well, in baseball, the players are getting about 39 to 40%. That's it. You got 12 teams that have a payroll under $90 million. Baseball doesn't need a cap, it needs a floor. And this is going to be a major sticking point for the Players Association. They're going to fight really hard on that. And as much as the Players Association used to own Major League Baseball, that field has leveled. Baseball has gotten smarter, and, well, Baseball Players Association hasn't. And you know the owners aren't going to want to give up the tax because, you know, they always want to pay as little as possible. They don't want to give up the tax. So the idea that baseball is going to get a CBA worked out, that's the strongest union in sports. They will dig in their heels. And honestly, I would be really surprised if the 2022 season starts on time. And there's a possibility that the 2020 season doesn't start. because it's going to be that dirty a fight. And a lot of it's going to have to do with the dispersion of baseball-related income. On another note, you guys know where I stand with lousy umpires. And Angel Hernandez has long been one of the worst umpires in all of baseball. Every year, that guy is voted as one of the three worst umpires in baseball, and it never changes. But he decided he was going to sue baseball and say that, well, he hasn't been assigned to a World Series since 2005. He got passed over for crew chief. And it's because he's Hispanic. Not because he sucks, but because he's Hispanic. And this lawsuit has been hanging over baseball for 3 years. Well, it finally came to an end. And in U.S. District Court, Judge J. Paul Okun wrote, "Today, the court concludes that no reasonable juror could find that Major League Baseball's stated explanation is a pretext for discriminatory motive." In other words, Angel Hernandez lost. And that them choosing Alfonso Marquez to work the World Series in 11 and 15 was not based on race or national identity, but based on performance. Now it's time for baseball to do the smart thing and fire his ass. And you know what? All the other crappy umpires that you've let slide for decades, adios! You want to? I'm tired of seeing umpires, especially Hernandez, who in spring training was in mid-season form, fastball right down the pipe, ball. This is why I want the TrackMan automated ball and strike system. I've seen it work. I've seen it work with the Skeeters. All right, it's way more accurate. It's perfectly consistent, and there's no more arguing balls and strikes. What do you know what happens? The guy looks at the umpire and says, "What?" And he says, "Computer said it's a strike." What's your argument? That's a lot less guys for Cowboy Joe West to throw out of the game. Also, get him out of here too. Late hits. Tomorrow, a bullet will find me tonight. Nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. At last, here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Ben Salento and Texas Sinus and Snoring. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
You know, here is someone, we're just talking about this on Twitch. If Correa doesn't come back, how do you address replacing him? Now, you can either go the in-house super cheap route and try to find, you know, does Toro hit well? Do you have a different guy in AAA who, you know, can play third base, hits well? It's easier to find a third baseman who can hit than it is to find a shortstop who can hit. And you got to pay more for the shortstop than you do the third baseman. Right? Javi Baez will be 29. Correa will be 27. Lindor's going to be 28. Seager's going to be 28. Story is going to be 29. All those guys are going to get super paid. Right? Marcus Semien's going to be 31. He's going to get paid. And the other guys that are available, they're nowhere near that level of player. Not that good a hitter, really. They're just dudes. If you go to fill the third base route free agent-wise, well, Chris Bryant is a former MVP. And Jose Ramirez is a terrific player. But look at some of the other guys who are going to be available as third baseman, right? Kyle Seager's got a club option. Now he's 30. He's going to be 34. But he's still a good third baseman. He can hit. You know, I don't know what Josh Harrison or Todd Frazier have left. Probably not enough to get more than $8 million. You know, Matt Carpenter will probably not get his option picked up. He's got a vesting option for $18.5 million, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to play enough to vest it. You know, Asdrubal Cabrera is 36. You know, the Cardinals work out a deal with Arenado, otherwise he can opt out. And then he's 31 and on the market, and Nolan Arenado is the best third baseman in the National League and has been for years. That is a average on base power gold glove. I mean, Nolan Arenado is the best third baseman in the league. You might be able to find a third baseman who can hit for less than what a shortstop who can hit would cost. And realistically, there's no reason to go the, well, you know, we'll sign an all-glove, no-stick guy to play short. Well, you got that guy in your minors. I don't have to pay an all-glove, no-stick guy. I got those guys. You want a guy who's got some kind of bat. And you can find a third baseman who's got a bat and can play third. Now, you've all heard me talk about the Texans should have traded Deshaun Watson way back in the beginning when every team was hot for him before the quarterback carousel started spinning around and all of that. And boy, now we look back and say, well, you know, we could be sitting on 3-4 first-round picks and a couple of players, and Deshaun could be somebody else's problem right now. But it didn't work out that way. And Nick Caserio was on the Houston Texans podcast. And he also did Albert Breer's podcast. And basically gave you the standard, well, we'll do what we think is best for the team. And we'll take it one day at a time. And we'll adjust as we go. All the same non-answer answers that guys always give, right? The Texans' hubris in they're going to make Deshaun see the light. He's going to be a Texan whether he wants to be or not. I'm going to teach my bratty 8-year-old a thing or two. I always tell you, whenever a guy demands a trade, his market is hottest right then and there. The longer you wait, the less you get. And right now, they can't get a damn thing for him. And while the lawsuit count is now up to 21, as basically every woman that Tony Busby can find on the internet who offers themselves up as a body rub girl on the gram, he's got a lawsuit filed. Deshaun's lawyer, Rusty Harden, went and found 18 other massage therapists. I use the air quotes. You know, well, licensing apparently is not an issue. 18 massage therapists who claim, well, Deshaun is a great guy, and he was never inappropriate with me. And so what we learned is there's an awful lot of unlicensed, quote, massage therapists rolling around on the gram. Also, Deshaun seems to spend a lot of time on the gram finding every single massage therapist he thinks is cute to come give him a rub down. Some of which he's seen more than once. We've got, well, Deshaun was more comfortable with a towel than a sheet. That's not unusual. I have several clients who prefer a towel over a sheet. So we used a towel, and that was the norm. This particular, and all the women who are in Deshaun's corner, of course, have put their names to it. Now, whether Deshaun just behaved himself, or whether he's already paid them, you know, settlements, or whether they paid them to make these statements, I don't know. But they're making them. One woman called the accusations so ludicrous. And she's been working with Deshaun since December of 2019. Another one said they did a massage with him on July 16th, 2020. One of the most professional athletes I ever worked on. Texted me on my drive home to make sure I got home safe. Walked me to my car, helped me put away my stuff. Doesn't believe the lawsuit women are being truthful. Somebody else said, hey, you know, worked with him many times between August and December of 2020, and he was always respectful. It's becoming a he said, she said. And look, I understand the idea of this if you're Rusty Harden. All right, well, you got 20 girls who said he did it. Well, I got 20 who said he didn't. It's their word against their word. Which one is he? Do you think you can get a preponderance of the evidence? But it also shows Deshaun is maybe got a thing with being massaged and Instagram girls, because if you're going and finding all these people on the gram, you know, these aren't exactly people that the team is referring to you. These aren't through, you know, your team doctor, the team training staff, or even referred by the team doctor or training staff. These are, you know, girls on Instagram. Although one of them is an actual doctor. She's listed as Dr. Ariel Ball. What did Dr. Ball say? I worked with Deshaun several times in 2019 and 2020. He was very quiet during our sessions, often played his music and zoned out. Like most athletes, he requested that I focus on his hamstrings, abs, and adductors. He never made me uncomfortable, was always professional. That's from the actual doctor. Are the waters getting muddier? Yeah. But now instead of 21 lawsuits and, 24 women that are being total, like that have gone to Tony Busby, now we're at 43 total women who some say yes, some say no. That's a lot of women in since December of 2019? 14 months, 43 different massage therapists from Instagram, some of whom have worked with him multiple times. So what, he gets 3 massages a week from different people each time? It does seem kind of creepy. You know, I don't... It's hard to think that all those women aren't telling the truth. It's also hard to think that all the other women are lying. You know, like I said, my personal belief is that somewhere it's in the middle, that there was massages, there was probably sexual contact, it was probably discussed ahead of time, it was probably agreed to, but now they're probably looking for a cash out. And that's because he wasn't smart about how he handles his stuff. You know, like, you know, we made fun of Bob Kraft that he, you know, went out to go get his instead of having it just show up to him. Well, Deshaun had it show up to him, but he's getting it like DoorDash. I mean, it's coming every day. And, you know, nobody orders DoorDash every day. The whole thing is just really weird. And ultimately, he's going to get suspended. There's no two ways about it. It's going to happen. And it's just a matter of how long. Does the league think it's one violation or multiple? And that's why nobody can trade for him. They have no idea how long he's going to be out. In the meantime, Tony Busby, well, he's changing his tune again. Surprise. Next.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Ben Salento and Texas Sinus and Snoring. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Now let's talk about our friends 5 Under Golf Center, Southeast Texas premier entertainment venue. You know, Monday, April 5th, ESPN's going to be at 5 Under. Joel and Nick at the press box, Fred and AJ at the Blitz. They'll be broadcasting live from 5 Under for Championship Monday as the NCAA basketball championship game going down on Monday night. And you can go hang out with the guys and watch the game. Oh, and by the way, Monday is BOGO Burger Monday. Buy one, get one. So bring your appetite. Get yourself some big, fat, juicy burgers. Buy one, get one. While hanging out with the press box, hanging out with the Blitz, and then watching the title game. All out at 5 Under Golf Center. And while you're there, you want to play a little golf. Well, if you get there early before noon, you can get the Top Golf Swing Suite for just $30. From noon to 5, just $40. After 5, it's just $50, and there's no rental club fees. So go have a great time. Enjoy your BOGO burgers. Enjoy the game. Hang out in the press box of the Blitz 5 Under Golf Center. Go to 5undergolf.com. It's the number 5. 5undergolf.com. Check out all the different events they've got coming up. They've got a Masters watch party. They got a Fight Club watch party going on for the Jake Paul Ben Askren fight. They've got stuff going on with chef-curated meals. And, of course, April 3rd is Easter, and they've got the bunny brunch and the Easter egg hunt. There's always a really cool event going on at 5 Under Golf. College Street in Beaumont, quarter mile north of I-10. Go to 5undergolf.com. So Tony Busby has ultimately changed his tune yet again. I know you're surprised. And I'm going to get into that in 1 second. But first, John Heyman reporting. And John Heyman, of course, MLB Network. John Heyman reporting that the deadline for the Carlos Correa extension talk is tomorrow. And the Astros have not moved off their 6-year, $120 million extension. Which means there'll be no deal. And Correa will enter the season, likely to become a free agent. And the Astros, likely this is going to be his last season with the team. The Astros have made what is now obviously a super lowball offer. And they're cool with it. Now, whether or not they maintain the no extension talk throughout the season, I don't know. But again, if Correa winds up having a strong season, he has no incentive to sign an extension because he can go to free agency and get paid like a monster. The whole purpose of trying to get him extended was, yes, you're going to take a little bit of a risk that you're paying him before he gives you, you know, another full season. But he's a guy who's ascended the throne, essentially, as the team leader. Proven playoff performer. Sure as hell should have won the Gold Glove at short last year. And the best you can do is likely $100 million under market. You made one offer. That's it. They made one offer. 6-120. That's it. One offer. It became a take it or leave it situation. Like, hey, look, you know what? We'll bring you back, but only on a super discount. And if you don't give us the super discount, well, you know, we can't bring you back. This is just a really crummy way for the Astros to negotiate. You know, the idea of, well, you can't pay everybody. Well, they could. They're choosing not to. They chose not to pay George, and now they're choosing not to pay Correa. Maybe they're quite, you know, they won a World Series. Maybe they're just cool with that. They got their one. It's not a zero for all time. Now they got that one. Right, and it was epic. They beat the Red Sox, they beat the Yankees, and they beat the Dodgers. Like the three most storied teams in baseball, and they beat all of them. But they only made one offer at 6-120, and they have not made any more offers on top of that. Now look, going from 120 to 220, I mean that's the Grand Canyon that you're trying to cross. Maybe the Astros felt, yeah, there's no way in hell we're getting to that number. So if that's what it is, then we're just out. Fourth biggest city in the country, they should never feel like, well, you know what, we're just out. That should never enter anything for the Houston Astros. But you know what? They've got Alex Bregman locked up on a multi-year deal. Below market. And they could certainly shift him over to short. Like I said, he did play Gold Glove caliber shortstop for 65 games in 2019 when Correa was hurt. And it probably is easier to find a short-term third baseman than a short-term shortstop because most of your short-term shortstops can't hit a lick. But essentially, they made one offer to Carlos Correa and then said, all right, screw it. We're done. And that really sucks for the organization, for the fans. Like, this is, you know, you're one of your homegrown stars, and that's a monster lowball. And they never attempted to come up from their monster lowball. You never, like, when you go to buy a car, right? The first price they give you is what they call you the peel you off the ceiling price. The first number they give you is always super high. It's the sucker price. It's meant to you know, look, everything's a negotiation, but the idea is you'll move up off of your whatever your initial point was because they came at you with this huge, huge overinflated number. You know, when you look in the paper or, well, online, most of you probably don't get the paper anymore, but you look online to see, oh, they're advertising this car $375 a month. Then you go in there like, yep, $725. Whoa, what happened here? Well, the Astros are basically doing it from the other end. They're giving you this offer that's super, super low. I'm like, all right, well, you know, this is it. You know, your value's really not that good. Like I said, Lance McCullers left money on the table. And if he was okay with it, then everybody else should be okay with it too. But just because Lance left money on the table doesn't mean that Carlos should leave money on the table. And when you see what the value for shortstops is, They knew they weren't even in the ballpark. And they haven't even made an attempt to get in the ballpark since. Now on to Tony Busby. Tony Busby, who claimed multiple times that he was contacted by HPD and he was making packages for HPD and he was going to be giving HPD all the information that he had. Now, you know, he was going to cooperate with HPD. Now, all of a sudden, he's not cooperating with HPD. In fact, he doesn't want anything to do with HPD. He's going to bring all his info to an outside investigating agency because, well, he doesn't trust HPD. First, he tried to, you know, slide out the, well, you know what? I didn't want to give HPD any info, which directly contradicts his previous statements. He didn't want to give them the info because when he was running for mayor, he said Art Acevedo should resign as police chief. Now, Art Acevedo has since resigned as police chief and moved on to, like, Miami Beach or something. But then he threw out this other load of crap statement. Well, it turns out Rusty Harden has a son who works for HPD. So, you know, I'm not trying to say that it would compromise an investigation, but I'm not going to work with HPD. I have to work with different organizations. And this is why the thing with Deshaun and all of these women, it's so shady. Because Tony Busby talks out of both sides of his mouth, and it's you know what coming out. It's not bull, it's not horse, it's dog. He's always talking out of both sides of his mouth, and he's always talking the dog. And that's why he hasn't given any information to the Houston Police Department, because he basically is saying that Rusty Harden's son would make HPD crooked, and they wouldn't investigate the claims. And that his son would give, info to his dad before he gave it to Tony. He basically called Rusty Harden's son a crooked cop. Right after he said, oh, yeah, no, I've already talked to HPD. I've already prepared stuff for them. Now, oh, yeah, well, you know, I haven't done that yet. Tony Busby's full of it. And this is a major problem because, look, I don't know whether Deshaun did something wrong or not. What I know is Tony Busby's full of it. And now we've got 21 cases being represented by a lawyer who's 100% full of it. And if he is totally full of it, and this is a cash grab, they're essentially taking a year away of Deshaun's life. Because if I had a bet right now, I'd bet Deshaun doesn't play in 2021. This was probably not the best week for a new Texan to have an issue that the team has gotten rid of a former player for having. Hit the home stretch next.
He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up and long ago.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Ben Salento and Texas Sinus and Snoring. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
times I've met our friends down at the West Bar and Grill. They are a Beaumont institution. Their happy hour runs all day until 6 o'clock. They have every game on. And make sure you bring your appetite for steak, shrimp, burgers, wings, and more. You know what? Today was a crawfish night. Every Wednesday and Saturday is a crawfish night down at the West. They'll have all your favorite beer, wine, and spirits, all your favorite games, and all your favorite pub games, too. So whether you like to play pool, darts, ping pong, shuffleboard, you know, I like to play the arcade games. If you like arcade games, well, they got that, too. Get all your favorite teams, every game down at the West, the Beaumont Institution. The West Bar and Grill, 6445 Calder Avenue in Beaumont, just a half mile north of I-10. When you get there, ask for Mike Hamilton, and that's my buddy. He's the owner. He'll take care of you. Check out their Facebook page for events, the West Bar and Grill. The West Bar and Grill, Beaumont Institution. So the Rockets have been outscored in the second half, 63-37. And they are down 15 points with 30 seconds to go. How were we not surprised? They scored 42 points in the first quarter and then 26, 19, and 18. They scored more points in the first quarter than they did in the second half. What? How is this possible? Daniel House had a hot first quarter and didn't hit a damn thing the rest of the game. Kevin Porter Jr. led the team with 20. Kelly Olynyk had 14 points. Wood had 14 points. And at one point they were, you know, what, 9 of 26. They finished the game 13 of 40 from 3. So that means they went 4 of their next 14 from 3. Keep chucking. It's one thing to chuck when you got sharpshooters. It's another thing to chuck when nobody can throw it in the ocean. Oh, Daniel House hit a 3 with like 2 seconds left. Yay, garbage time. Well, the Nets beat the Rockets 120 to 108. And Kyrie had 31. In fact, he had 31 and 12 assists. Harden only played 27 minutes, 17 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. Joe Harris had 28 points. And the Rockets lose, and that's what they need to do. They need to keep losing. So, Shaq Lawson, new Texan, apparently has baby mama drama. He also apparently likes to slide into DMs. So there's a porn star whose name is Tiana Trump, because of course it is. And he apparently was sliding into her DMs. And of course, she outed him. Hey, can I see you when I get back? Since I'm here, I'm trying to make you my girlfriend. Don't you know you can't turn a hoe into a housewife? And then it turns out that his baby mama went and saw all that and outed him for being a deadbeat. Didn't the Texans just get rid of a guy who was maybe the best wide receiver in the league because allegedly he had baby mama issues? So now they're importing a guy who's got baby mama issues. I mean, like, personally, I really don't care. Guys do what they're going to do, but it is kind of ironic that his baby mama, whose name is Jen Marie, decided what he was doing was so embarrassing and he wants clout so bad. And he's a deadbeat. And he's weird AF in person. Okay. Good job on that. And another one of those trains that we knew would not be late. You know, talked Monday about how the NFL was going to go to 17 games and how we nailed that prediction. Well, we nailed another prediction. Roger Goodell expects full NFL stadiums for the 2021 season. And again, that train was never going to be late. You had to expect that was going to be the case when most of our government officials are telling us that the vaccines should be widespread by the summer. And since the NFL won't start their regular season until September, you would think every state would have vaccines fully rolled out by then. And if there are people who decide they don't want to get the vaccine because they're anti-vaxxers and they feel very comfortable just taking their chances with COVID, well, their problem, not mine. But I'll be getting my second shot April 9th, which means I'll probably be exhausted from April 10th to April 17th. But the NFL will have fans all across the country filling every NFL stadium. More money, more money. It gon' happen. Make sure you get your vaccines if you want to go to an NFL game, because 70,000 other people are going with you. Thank you to our callers, texters, tweeters, twitchers. My man Aaron Raybould on the other side of the glass, who is so ready to go home and just not have to work. Aaron puts a lot of time in here. I mean, he's up early doing show prep, and then he's here early, and then he produces two shows. So he has definitely earned his rest for the day. Coming up next is the two-time Hall of Famer, Booker T, the Boat, Brad Gilmore, and the Hall of Fame. Coming up next here on ESPN 97.5. We'll see you tomorrow at 7, Late Hitters.
ESPN 97.5.